Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Hey, hey! Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, and good morning. We're glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning, this kind of dark Sunday morning. Time change has something to do with that. Clouds have a great deal to do with that, and we are here to bring a little sunshine to your garden. Wasn't yesterday beautiful, a little windy, but oh, wasn't that pretty. Well, I hope you will get involved with our program today by calling. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Michelle Shook is ready to catch your calls for me. She's screening, and she also is my sales rep for everything I do, so if you want to buy some ads when you call Michelle, hey, we wouldn't turn that down, but that's not why she's not going to try to sell you anything. She would not even discuss it. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Lee Riza's running the boards. Jerry Overton over there checking the newscasts, and that's our team for today. A week from today, I'm going to be involved with the Collin County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Show. Let me do a couple of paragraphs out of a rather lengthy news release on it, and I'll give you a contact information if you want to learn everything about it. Plant more than good intentions in 2013. Learn about North Texas gardening and earthkind gardening principles at the Collin County Master Gardeners Association 3rd Annual Garden Show. The theme of this year's event is Earthkind Garden to Table. The Garden Show will take place March 23 and 24 at beautiful Myers Park and Event Center in McKinney. The show will include prominent guest speakers, educational demonstrations, local vendor booths, farmers market, children's discovery area, garden tours, and more. Now, I'll let you look for the whole list of people who will be speaking. I'll be speaking next Sunday afternoon. I don't remember. I think that may be about 2 o'clock. But, you know, you really want to come early enough that you can see everything going on there. Attendees will have an opportunity to tour the Earthkind Perennial Research and Demonstration Garden at Myers Park, featuring 111 species of herbaceous perennials. It is the first Earthkind Perennial Research Garden in the United States. Also on tour, the new Earthkind Vegetable Research Garden, the Earthkind Crepe Myrtle Research Garden, featuring 25 varieties of crepe myrtles, and the Earthkind Rose Research Garden, focusing on 19 cordis rose varieties and resulting in a beautiful garden in an outstanding landscape design. Now, the Earthkind approach is all based on the original work of Dr. Steve George, still actively involved, and Earthkind means that this is environmentally responsible, and it also is a very low impact, low maintenance, and that's a good thing too. Now, here is the way that you can get to the information page for the garden show next week. Frankly, if you Google or Yahoo Collin County Master Gardeners and then find the website for them, which will be one of the top matches, it'll be right there on the homepage. But it is, and of course, you got to understand, this is the Collin County Master Gardeners Association of Texas. All right, here you go. CCMGATX. CCMGATX.org/the garden show. www.CCMGATX.org/the garden show. I'll see you there next Sunday. That is a paid appearance, I might add, and I always donate all the proceeds from my appearances to Serenity High in McKinney through the McKinney Education Foundation, and our very sincere thanks to the Collin County Master Gardeners Association for doing this yet again. We really are grateful. This is the third year, I guess all three of the years they've been involved, and I've been involved in their event, and they've done that same wonderful donation. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored by the fine folks at Whiz-Q Stone, and it's Sheriff. Sheriff is a sweet and playful shepherd mix with a heart of gold. Sheriff is a great-looking guy, 9 years old, and was surrendered to the SPCA of Texas because his family moved away. This smart boy has already been to obedience school. He's house-trained. His favorite activities are going for walks, playing with other dogs, cuddling with his family. Sheriff has never met a stranger, can't wait to meet his forever family. Just look at the smile. You'll know he'll be your best friend for life. Come meet this adorable boy this afternoon, noon until 6, at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. In fact, if you, whatever the type of dog that you're looking for, you will really enjoy a visit to the SPCA shelter in McKinney or in Dallas. I'll give you both addresses in just a moment. And this goes double for cats. They have a lot of wonderful cats. I'm a dog guy, and so I ask that I get to talk about the dogs, but they also have, for you cat folks, they have some wonderful cats. View all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, including Sheriff. You can go to spca.org/findapet, all one word, spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Sheriff's been neutered. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet before you adopt your new dog. Sweet Sheriff, waiting for his new forever family to come see him today at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer. If you're coming from Frisco, Maine Street turns in to Stacy Road at Custer. So it's just a little east of Custer, about a quarter of a mile on the south side there. A lovely shelter, a cheerful place, wonderful place to take the kids. It really is. Trust me on that one. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road, noon until 6, 7 days a week. SPCA.org/findapet. All right, our phone number is 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Please call right now. But after we do an ad for Whiz-Q Stone, we'll be ready to get the program underway. Since 1983, the experts at Whiz-Q Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex. They've been turning landscaping dreams into reality. These folks are simply the best. I posted the other day, somebody asked about sources of stone and stepping stones on my Facebook page, and I said, well, you need to see Mike or Derek Wisnett at the at Whiz-Q Stone. And there were two or three comments back after that just glowing about this company. And that's the way it is. When I mention them to somebody who already has been there and knows the people, they just break into a smile. That's kind of the way you're received when you go to Whiz-Q Stone. 22 acres, a beautiful natural stone. They have everything from flagstone stone and stepping stones all the way to big landscape boulders, to river rock, to gravel, to paved stone. They have everything you could want. 22 acres. And they are leaders in the nursery industry. They are leaders in the industry of just being nice merchants. They're great. Father-son team, Mike and Derek Wisnett at Whiz-Q Stone, and their team of smiling people. At 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. That's 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, visit the website whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, and then a hyphen, Q.com, 817-429-0822, open 6 days a week. It's whiz-q.com, Whiz-Q Stone.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, everybody, very, very much, and welcome. Let's go right to our first call today. This will be Chuck in Poolville. Chuck, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
We don't use salt in our water softener. We use potassium, and we went online to see what the online people would say about using it. And they actually said it's actually good for plants, and we thought we'd just run it by you and see if you agree.
Well, and I'm not an expert on water softeners. Potassium is not harmful. It's K, NPK. It's part of the analysis of fertilizer. So it is a major element. It is one that is needed by plants. Now you say, well, great, I'm almost fertilizing my plants then when I water. And that's not exactly true, because unless you're dealing with an artificial soil mix, that has no native soil in it, your soil probably has ample potassium already. But it's not going to hurt anything, would be my guess. What I would do is try it for a little while and just see what happens. And I will try to do a little more research on it. Sodium has been the default for a long time, and sodium is very harmful. But the potassium, just because it is a nutrient plants use, should not be a problem. I'll give it a qualified, I think, you betcha.
Okay.
It's the best I got.
All right, now that's about what they said online, too.
Yeah, well, they're about as smart as I am, probably. Which is nothing to brag about on that one. Chuck, I appreciate your call. It sounds like it would be fine. All right, we're going to take our first longer break and keep ourselves right on the old time clock here. I do need some calls right now. It's a good time for you to call through. As we get just a little farther into the morning, it will heat up. It will get more difficult to call through, so please do call right now. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Give us a call right now if you want to talk about your lawn, if you want to talk about landscaping, any vegetable questions, anything of that sort. 800-288-9227. We have decided, we've made the decision, and we are going to reprint a limited number of two of the posters, the four posters. We were just about out, and they are going back to the printer for reprinting. And so here is my offer to you. You get our best poster deal ever. It's one of the most best responded to, boy, that's a grammatical error, ads that I've ever done for my magazine. Here is what you'll get. Now, all of this adds to be a $71.95 value for $34 plus $3 postage. Here's what you get. All four posters, and I'll explain the posters in a moment, normally $10 each plus $2 postage each, that'd be $48. You get all four of those and a magazine subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine in our 27th year, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Normally $23.95, so that's a $71.95 value for $34 and the $3 postage. The posters are 100 Best Landscape Plants for Texas. These are all 15 by 30 inch posters, and they are all in full color on heavy cardstock. And this one deals with the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for Texas landscaping. And it tells how tall, how wide, any special features they might have. 100 Best Annual Flowers for Texas. That's one we're reprinting. And this tells you how wide, how tall they grow, sun or shade, what colors they come in, when they bloom, what months. 120 Best Perennials. Same kind of parameters on that one. 120 perennials. Wow. And then all of the known crepe myrtle varieties, all 120 of those. The complete variety list with all of the particulars of each one of those, including our most recommended from the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. Each of these a 15 by 30 inch heavy, lovely poster chart. Each of them equivalent to having a book on a poster. You'll put it on the wall and refer to them frequently. Now get the posters, normally a $48 value by themselves, and the magazine subscription, all of it, $71.95 normally for $34 plus $3 postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed, but you must call before we run out of posters a second time. I'm not going to reprint again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Now's the time to spring into your outdoor gardening projects and enjoy your outdoor living space. Whether you're cleaning, planting, or prepping, Lowe's has great values, such as Scott's Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed takes the guesswork out of feeding your plants. Shake Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed on your plants, and it will continuously feed them for up to 3 months. It's great for all types of new and existing outdoor flower and vegetable beds, trees, and shrubs. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed prevents overfeeding and burning when used as directed. If you're planting tomatoes, citrus, palms, or roses, Miracle-Gro has plant-specific blends for your specific needs. Get to Lowe's Spring Black Friday event for special offers. From March 14th through March 24th, you can buy one Shake and Feed and get one free. Don't forget, Lowe's Spring Black Friday is going on for 2 big weekends from March 14th through the 24th. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
All right, my time right now to tell you about the great folks at Busy Bees Pest Control. I have a friend that I see pretty often who is retired out of the pest control industry, had a business, and his comment to me was, "You have a really good one with the folks at Busy Bees." And I said, "Well, I really already knew that, but it really helps to hear that validation." Busy Bees Pest Control. They've been owned by Leland and Lisa Morris for many, many years. In fact, the company's been around since 1967. Leland and Lisa have grown up from a small company with 3 employees to a full-service pest control company with more than 50 employees. They have Alfie and Trapper, the bed bug detection dogs, and they're pretty awesome in what they do. But they also do every type of pest elimination. Whatever your needs, they have. They have the specialists on staff to help you, whether it's termites, whether it is rodents or birds or whatever it is, they can help you with it. They are truly a full-service pest control company, highly recommended, highly regarded in their own industry, and highly endorsed by Neil. And for whatever that's worth, here is the phone number. I hope you'll give them a call. This is termite time, and you really need to have them on task at your home or at your business. This is the Dallas area number, 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404. Toll free, 800-INSECTS, 1-800-INSECTS, or in Fort Worth, call 817-838-7311. That's 817-838-7311. You can visit them online at busybees.com, but you have to be kind of quaint in your spelling. BIZZYBEES.com. Busybees.com, 1-800-INSECTS. Back to those old phone lines, we go to Terry in Gainesville. Thanks, everybody, for calling, by the way. Terry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help?
Boy, I sure appreciate your show, man.
Thank you.
Last year, I had this situation with a rose bush out here in the front, and I kept telling you about the blooms on it. When it'd bloom out, a little bit of gust of wind or something would come by, and they'd just blow them all to pieces. Mm-hmm. You said to me, enjoy the blooms while they come out, and then trim it back as quick as possible. Then you said, trim your rose bush back a certain percentage, and I forgot what that percentage was. Of course, I was absent on that day of school when it came to percentages. But I trimmed it back like you explained to me. And instead of it growing straight up in the air, it's growing out to the sides. I've never seen it look healthier in all the years. I moved up here in 99 to help take care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And this rose bush has got green and red leaves. The red leaves always told me that it's fixing to bloom.
Yeah, well, it also tells you it's coming out of cool weather. That's a normal occurrence for a lot of plants this time of year. I'll tell you what, instead of using percentages, I'm going to work on you on fractions, and I'll bet you were there the day of fractions. You prune bush roses by half in February and by one-third in early August.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Well, and I'm telling you, I've just never seen it look healthier than what it does right now.
Well, what a wonderful testimonial. That's great.
The stalks on it, instead of being the dark brown, it kind of looked like it's wilted. The stalks are dark green. I mean, it's just that healthy.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, Terry. That's great. Have a wonderful day in Gainesville. Everything else going well?
Well, yes, sir. And I've got a second part question for you, Neil.
All right.
I've got some plants out here in the front. I guess you call them perennials. I cut them back once they start wilting and dying. I cut them back about 6 to 8 inches off the ground, according to my mom. And then about this time of year, or a little later, they'll start growing up. They grow straight up in the air, and they've got a pinkish-blue flowers on them. And as soon as these things come up and start blooming, you can bet your bottom dollar the hummingbirds show up right behind it. And I don't know the name of these things, but they're beautiful. I mean, I don't know how to explain it any better than that.
Well, hang on a second. Plant IDs are almost impossible on a phone call, Terry. What I would ask of you is, I'm having all kinds of things go through my mind. The one that would come to mind first would be larkspurs, but I don't know if they're going to be there too early for the hummingbirds. I don't want to start guessing because I could send you to Mars on that one. What I would suggest is get a photograph and either take it to a master certified nursery professional or a garden club member or somebody of that sort. Uh-huh. Or if you are on Facebook, if you'll post that photo on my Facebook page, if it's a good, clear photo, I can probably help you there. So
okay.
That'd
Sweet
be great.
Deal.
Well, all right.
Sure appreciate you.
Thanks for the call.
You know, I told my mom, I said, by looking how healthy this rose bush is, I told my mom, I said, you know what, this old Neil Spray guy, he might know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best. Thanks for the call. Have a good one, Terry. Bye-bye. Let me go to Kevin in Willow Park. I think I can help him quickly. And you know what, Kevin, I don't want to do that to Jerry Overton. I'm right on time if I ask you to wait. I have a couple of really interesting questions coming up. Janice, be sure to stay with me, if you will, please. Every one, I look down and all four of these, I hope you all will stay with me. Because from Epsom salts to planting corn and pole beans together to transplanting daffodils and then Japanese beetles. Those are interesting questions that we don't get here often. Stay with me. You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation style shutters. And if that's the case, let me give you a big firm pat on the back and say, great move. It took me, I don't know how many years to make the decision at our home. And I was the one who finally made the decision. Now that we would replace our old window treatments. I was a mule before that, and when I saw Sunburst Shutters, and even before they came aboard as sponsors, I came home from a sales call. I said to my wife, this is what we need, and indeed, that's what we have in our home. Sunburst Shutters are made from polywood. It is a synthetic, man-made product that won't crack. It won't peel or chip or split. It is color fast. If you made a list of everything that's important to you in your plantation style shutters, good looks and durability and all those other things, it's right there. It is in the name of Sunburst Shutters and Polywood. Now, they'll be custom fit to each opening in your home. And once again, I tell you about my advertisers and the nature of the people, because I think that's important. Nicest people you'll ever run into at Sunburst Shutters. Polywood shutters are also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Call this same number for Sunburst Shutters. If you want to go to their showroom, they'll give you directions. But better yet, they'll come to your home directly. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. When somebody tells me we have Arborological Services taking care of our trees, I rejoice because I know that those are loved trees that are going to be cared for properly. Nobody has better trained employees in the tree service industry. Nobody has better trained employees than Arborological Services. This is like a small university of professional service. They have on staff, they have more than more than one of each of these. They have a couple of college-degreed plant pathologists. I believe it's 4 college-degreed horticulturists, 2 college-degreed foresters. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, 12 certified arborists, and a tree climbing crew that has won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 21 out of 31 years, including the current year. Oh, this is quite a company. So whether it's routine tree maintenance and management to fertilizing, pruning, cabling, bracing, insect and disease control, consultation, damage assessment, and appraisal, they're serious about trees. Arborological Services, arborological.com, on Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. In Fort Worth, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Arborological Services, arborological.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. And once again, Jerry Overton. Jerry.
Thank you, Neil. Good morning. It is 67 degrees at 8:30. Good news from Colorado this morning. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic, and we'll start with that Weather In Touch forecast. Calling for cloudy skies this morning. Sun may pop out a little bit this afternoon. Looking for a high of around 70. Winds shifting northwest 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight. Partly cloudy and cooler with winds out of the north, and it'll be 53 for the low tomorrow. Sunny and mild, high up around 71. 57 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham, 67 at Love Field, 67 at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
Southbound I-35E at the exit to Jefferson Boulevard in Dallas. Watch for construction. That is scheduled until 3:30 this afternoon. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Being in a committed relationship with a person is tough, but committed relationships with cars, those are easy. So head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer, longer. Maintenance, repairs, tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Calmer weather allowing crews to gain the upper hand on a Colorado wildfire. The blaze west of Fort Collins scorched between 750 and 1,000 acres this weekend. Officials say strong winds have been causing havoc, died down, and the residents being allowed to come back in. No one was hurt, no structural damage. Trial of 2 Ohio football players accused of raping a 16-year-old girl is over. Juvenile court judge in Steubenville says he'll have a verdict sometime this morning after reviewing evidence presented over the last 4 days. And China's new premier says his government committed to strong relations with the U.S., and he sees a strong outlook for trade and investment between the two sides. He says, told reporters this morning at a news conference, despite their differences, conflict between the world's first and second largest economies is not inevitable. Again, looking for a high today of 70 degrees, it is 67 degrees. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
We all know that there are some Americans that actually do need food stamps. But where do you draw the line? Well, coming up on the next Ben Ferguson show, I'll tell you about the United States government spending money to actually advertise American food stamps in Mexico to illegal immigrants. And when they try to stop this habit in Washington, the Democrats have blocked it. I'll give you all the details coming up on Monday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean. Let me invite you to give them a call tomorrow morning, because the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. For 32 years, I've told you about this legacy company in the carpet cleaning business, now in the floor service business. They not only can clean, they can restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. That's Dalworth Clean. Started out as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, in fact. But they've broadened what they do, and they're just terrific. If you call, you can have 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean for $29 per area. $29 per area for 5 or more areas of rugs of carpet in your home. Book online at Dalworth.com. You can do that right now, Dalworth.com, or call them tomorrow at 817 or 214 Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. They serve the Dallas and Tarrant County areas, all the surrounding counties, north all the way to the Red River since 1975. That's Dalworth.com, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve. That's the guy, the company I was just talking about a few minutes ago, 31 years in the business. Let's go to our phone lines now. And as I said, we're going to have some interesting calls, interesting topics here. Kevin in Willow Park. Good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, I was reading on my bag of Epsom salts before I put it in my bathtub to soak in that it can be used for on your vegetables and even your lawns. And, you know, it just says to put about a teaspoon per foot of tall of your plant. You just said not to put, you know, salt's bad for them, but what's so different about Epsom salt?
Well, you have to remember that all mineral salts, there are all kinds of salts. It's not just Epsom salts. You have table salt, which is sodium chloride. It's all the various kinds of salts. Epsom salts in some cases, in some rather unusual cases in our area, could be beneficial, but it's magnesium sulfate, and magnesium is why it is being added. Magnesium is very much a trace element. Not much is needed, and our soils traditionally have enough magnesium, and when you buy a good quality fertilizer, the trace element package that's built into that fertilizer, almost all of them have trace elements as well as the major elements. You'll get all the magnesium you need. You do not need to add Epsom salts as a general rule to the soils in North Texas.
All right. I was just curious because I get all the cow manure I want out of my neighbor's field. So.
All right. That's good. Well,
I was just curious about that.
That's the answer on it. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go to Janice in Fort Worth. Janice, this is Neil. Good morning.
Thanks for your help through the years.
Sure.
I have a place where I do have poles for my pole beans, but I was in the feed store, and I walked over, and here were some 16-inch corn, 3 to 4 pack peat moss, you know, in the peat moss packages, little peat pots. And they were just magnificent looking, and I was instantly back in my childhood down on a sharecropper's plantation area with my grandfather planting corn and putting the beans so that they grew up around the beans. And I just couldn't resist it, and I brought the corn home, and they're like 16 inches tall. I'd be putting Kentucky Wonders or any other kind of bean that you want, pure bean, you know, so to give the corn time to grow more. But what would be my best way to be successful in doing that?
Okay, but I'm limited because we're already in the progress. If I said I don't think I would do it that way,
well, tell me.
I'm already on the bus, and the bus is going 40 miles an hour, so I can't get off.
Okay,
so
how should I do them?
Well, okay, as I say, I'm joining this answer in progress, and it is not what I would recommend.
All right, recommend.
I would say you buy the very best corn variety from seed, And that's going to be a quick maturing corn variety that that you can plant. It's so inexpensive to do it that way compared to getting transplants. Corn would be the last thing on earth I would think about buying from transplants.
Okay.
And then I would get beans, and I'd put the beans. I actually would not use pole beans. I'd use bush beans because they mature faster. The very same varieties almost entirely. It's almost a trade. You just don't gain much on pole beans in terms of quality or flavor. And bush beans are so fast that you get them out of the garden before the spider mites move in. That's the big problem.
I have great success with bush beans, so I know that.
Okay, and then pole beans, if you're going to grow them on the tripods. Grow them on their own supports of some sort. Don't put them up the corn because they're going to wrap around the leaves and the stem. It's a great concept that doesn't work.
Well, it said 10 people down in Louisiana, and maybe that's just nostalgia, and it just hit me in the store.
I understand, and I'm not going to say you won't get any corn. I'm not going to say you won't get any beans.
Uh-huh.
But if you plant corn close enough together that you get good pollination of the corn, the corn, if it's any kind of vigorous variety, is going to overshadow the beans and shade them to death. If you have a short corn variety, because sweet corn traditionally is shorter, it's not going to be tall enough for the beans.
Okay, well, I haven't planted my beans yet.
I'd go with your
bush
beans. Yeah, I'd go with bush beans, and I'd also, if you're going to grow pole beans, grow them separately.
All right.
Thank you, Janice. All right. Let's go to Susan in North Kaufman County. I drove through North Kaufman County the other day. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil.
Hi there.
My mother-in-law recently passed away. She was in her 90s and still gardened. She has some beautiful daffodils that are through blooming, and I'd love to keep some. And I don't know anything about transplanting bulbs.
Well, what I have watched commercial people do is the ideal time to move bulbs, to transplant and divide bulbs. This is not my answer to you, but this is the perfect world situation. You would move them in late August, early September, before they begin growing for the new season for next year. But if you will let them start to turn yellow, and especially if you can let them turn brown this spring, which will happen 6 or 7 weeks from now, you can dig them then and replant them right away, and they will be fine. They'll be fine. By that point, they will have made all of the food that those leaves are going to make. They will have stored all that food within the bulbs, and the leaves are therefore shriveling. So you can do it in late spring just as well.
Okay. The problem is the house is sold, and I really need to do it now, or I won't have the opportunity.
They won't let you come back, owing to how important these are to you?
I haven't asked them that.
How many bulbs are involved?
Oh, she's probably got maybe 50.
Why don't you dig half of them now? I worry if they're fully leafed. You know, I've seen, and I don't want to throw people under the bus, but I've seen my buddy Bob Brackman, who used to be at the Dallas Arboretum, and he would have to make a new bed. He would dig bulbs and transplant them with the green leaves in place, but he'd keep soil around them, and he got them planted right away. And plus, Bob is the best grower in the world, and Jimmy Turner is right at that same level. And these guys seem to be blessed and get extra credits for doing things that maybe you and I don't get. But the longer you can wait this spring, the better it'll be for them. Every week helps a lot. But if you have to do it now, I would not take all of them. I would leave some, and then if everything else fails, you can go back later and ask, could I get a few of my mom's bulbs?
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
That gives you two chances. You betcha. Good luck with it. All right. Let's go to Randy in Arlington. Randy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have got Japanese beetles. I've been dealing with them now for probably the last 6 years.
All right. What do they look like? What does the adult look like?
Well, you know, the annoying beetles that come out at night and love the light. Bounce off everything.
That doesn't describe Japanese beetles. What color are they?
Dark brown.
Yeah, that's June bugs. That's not Japanese beetles. Go ahead. Well, makes a huge difference. Yeah, go ahead.
The grubs themselves are the ones that are eating all the roots.
Understand.
And
what plants are being affected, Randy?
Just the lawn.
Okay. All right. That's the white grub worm of June beetles or May beetles. I need to warn you that there will be two or three kinds. Let me explain on the Japanese beetle. That's a northern insect that is making its way south, but it is a beautiful iridescent beetle of green and purple, and it's a gorgeous thing that you see during the daytime. You say, wow, isn't that pretty? And then meanwhile, you realize, oh my gosh, that's the scourge of the Midwest. You don't have that, and that's why I wanted to make sure. The white grub of the June beetle is very damaging to turf. A lot of things will damage our lawns, and so you do need to make sure that that's what's doing the damage, but it sounds like you are. You will see a large beetle that will start to fly in May, and it will look just like the one that does the damage, but it'll be twice as big. That's a different species of a May beetle, of the same family, but it does not do the damage. The grub of that one is not harmful at the level that the one that comes a little later is. About the middle of June, you will have a flight of the adults of the one that is damaging. They'll be about half an inch to 3/4 of an inch long. They'll be smaller than the early ones. Those are the ones that are a real problem. And about the time that you see that major flight in mid-June is the time to apply Merit, the insecticide Merit.
Okay.
And if you'll do that and then water it in deeply, then that will control those. It's a really effective control.
Now, is that a granule?
You can get it as granules. A nurseryman, a good retail, independent retail nursery will know about Merit.
Now, I had, when I was living in Illinois, Rockford, Illinois, as a matter of fact, we had what was called a Japanese beetle.
That's a different insect. That's the one that's in the Midwest. That's why I asked.
Okay. But yeah, we had pheromone traps we could put.
That's out. A very different thing. It doesn't work on this one.
It doesn't.
No. Different pest altogether.
Yeah. Well, it's killing my lawn, Neil.
I know. I've lived here 43 years, and believe me, I spent two summers on my hands and knees collecting June beetles with a couple of entomologists from Texas A&M. This is one I'm comfortable in discussing with you. Merit in mid to late June, and you will make a major difference in the quality of your lawn. Randy, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. That'll protect you. Let me tell you right now about the best offer that we've ever had for my posters, and I'll describe the posters to you. In fact, let me just start with that. These are 4 15-inch by 30-inch posters. They're on heavy cardstock. You could frame these. They're attractive enough to do that. I've seen them in nurseries framed. They're actually charts. They're not beautiful photographic artwork. They're very nicely designed, graphically designed posters that have so much information. I've said a few times, these are like having a book on the topic all reduced onto one poster. 100 best landscape plants. That's the best trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers. For example, on trees, how tall, how wide does it grow? Any spring color, any fall color, any particular problems? Does it bear fruit that's attractive? What is my personal rating scale? What zones is it hardy in? Where is it best adapted? All of that information for trees, even sun or shade. Some trees have to have shade, like Japanese maples. That's all on the chart, and same for shrubs, vines, and ground covers. That's just one poster. Then you have 100 best annual flowers, and the three things are really most important on that one is, how tall does it grow, how wide does it grow, and what colors does it come in, and fourth thing, when does it bloom, what months? Same with 120 best perennials. If you're going to be planting perennials, wouldn't you like to know what month is this going to bloom so you can sequence the bloom through the garden? And all the other information on perennials, crepe myrtles, the complete variety list, even including year of introduction, height, width, color, bloom season, relative resistance to powdery mildew, and so forth. Now, these are normally $10 each plus $2. We've sold thousands at those prices. That would be 12 times $4, $48 for the 4 posters. However, you can get the 4 posters and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, normally $23.95. That's a $71.95 total value, and you pay only $34 and a total of $3 postage. $37 for what would be $71.95 satisfaction guaranteed. all of it just for Texas, all of it until 11 o'clock today. We have reprinted, we'll reprint two of the posters, limited numbers. So call before we run out of posters, 1-800. Let me get on a different line, but I'll give you the phone number of the radio station. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. They work with water, such as water gardens, koi ponds, swimming pools, water wells, and lake fountains. Look in your backyard. Is your pool in great shape and a joy to look at? No? Well, then go to Dixon Brothers with a pool water sample. They'll analyze it and make it easy to get your pool back to a sparkly, beautiful blue. Great deals are to be had on pool chemicals at Dixon Brothers. Check it out. Pool Life's professional strength maintenance products are the best value in the Metroplex and are available at Dixon Brothers. Call Dixon Brothers for a service tech to make your equipment woes go away. They're licensed and experienced and will do a good job for a great price. Not sure which water feature you want to add to your landscape this year? Well, it's easy at Dixon Brothers. Visit the showroom in Mesquite and see firsthand, not virtual, water features you can enjoy at your home. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for information or directions. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs, or in jail, or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Christian, very, very much. That young man has one of the most pleasing natures, just a pleasant smile when you see him, and you could hear the calmness, the serenity that he has absorbed into his life, and you just pray that kids in recovery can hang on to that recovery. Serenity High gives them the very best chance at that. It is the nation's only public high school that is a recovery high school, and it's also the nation's tenured recovery high school, public or private, longest consistently, continuously open, 13 years. We're really proud of the staff and and we're really proud of the 15 ISD school districts that partner with McKinney so that their students can attend Serenity High. Christian probably comes the farthest of any of them. He's on the road 45 minutes a day to get to Serenity High each way. That's the commitment that the kids feel toward Serenity High. So serenityhigh.org. Let me tell you right now about Rubles Plants of Texas. Boy, there are a lot of exciting things going on at Rubles. Their main store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway, but they're near you, and I'll explain. 601 South Pearl, and that, of course, is in the Farmers Market area. Spring has arrived. Rubles Plants is the place to get your annual color perennials, tropicals, and shrubs. Right now, they have thousands of beautiful bedding plants blooming profusely. Also in stock, begonias, and abundance of buds. Go to Rubles.com for more information. Rubles grows their own bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. You can be assured of healthy plants. That farm, that range of greenhouses and shade houses is second to none. They're spotless. A university research greenhouse couldn't look any better. I've been there. Can you tell I'm a little impressed? Their landscape division can deliver and plant all of your new plants. And Rubles staff, the people have been with them for many years. The spring planting schedule fills up quickly. Don't wait until the last minute to schedule their planting crew to plant spring color. Call them now, 214-744-9100. 9100. That's the number to the downtown store. 214-744-9100. Four locations, including the new store. I'll explain. In Lakewood, they're at 7219 East Grand. Lemon Avenue at 6630 Lemon Avenue. Rosemead Parkway, the brand new store opened just a week or two at 3646 Rosemead Parkway. And then the downtown original store at 601 South Pearl Expressway. Rubles.com, Rubles Plants, RUIBALS.com. Back to the phone lines. We go to Dave in North Richland Hills. Dave, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. So I know there are a lot of dangers in planting non-native species. Some of them are extremely invasive. I was given some pine nuts for cooking, but when I got them home, just for interest, I planted one. It's been in the pot now for, I don't know, 4 years or more, and it's time to plant it in the ground. I know it will grow because I have lots of East Texas native pines growing all around me. What kind of dangers am I looking in that if I plant it? You know, is this one that I should be worried about and throw it away?
No, and trust me, I don't think you have to worry about any pine becoming invasive in North Texas. We wish they would. And you're in a blessed area of North Richland Hills where the soil is red and slightly acidic, and that's exactly what pines need. 96% of the Metroplex is made up of the black clay soil where pines will not survive for any length of time, especially the East Texas pines, but you're in that blessed area. I thought that pinon pines were the sources of pine nuts in the Southwest, but while you've been on hold in that last break, I did a quick ask.com, what is the source of pine nuts? And, of course, the first thing up is about 9 grocery stores. And then after that, I get down to a discussion that it's stone pine, Pinus pinea, which is the Italian stone pine. That's a plant that's grown occasionally. So I think give it a try, see what happens. It's certainly not going to be invasive. You can sleep at night. The plant police won't come get you.
Is the Italian stone pine...
Pinus, the species name is P-I-N-U-S, Pinus pinea, P-I-N-E-A.
Your Italian seed, so...
Yep, there you go. I got to run. I hear my dance band coming into the room, but I hope that'll help you. Folks, give me a call right now. We'd love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP. Two more hours.